9, and it was in a very heavy-handed manner. And whoever looks at the map right now, they will see what the United Nations has done. So many shameful acts have been performed, and they just come up with some phony resolutions against Israel, and they never follow up on that. No country in the world nowadays has as bad a record as Israel does as far as violation of the resolutions are concerned, and Israel has never been punished for that. You see so many sanctions issued against us, and we are resisting these. And if you justly and fairly study these sanctions, you can very easily see what they are doing to us and how unjust are they towards us. And this shows the very bad record of the United Nations. If time allowed, I would just go into the details of these resolutions. And the third issue is United States. Until then, when America came into the picture, Israel supported enjoyed the support of United Nations and also England. But as I said, Britain decided to relegate some of these responsibility of support for Israel, and this support was relegated to United States. With the credit it had won in the Second World War, and with its military might and its technological and scientific capabilities, and so many of the countries of the world kind of owed something to United States. Using this credit, it started supporting Israel, and since then, Americans have accumulated a very kind of a black, a kind of a file on this unjustified support of the crimes committed by Israel and unjust pressure on the countries of the region in one way or another. Even some countries who acted as agents of of Britain and also United States, they used all their capabilities and tools to strengthen Israel. And one of the very bad actions and shameful actions of the United States that is being revealed nowadays is this. I mean, the nuclear capability which it provided for Israel. And this has very interesting history. In 1948, they gained independence, as we know, and in the same year, they started their nuclear program, and the reason was that Dr. Weizmann, who was the first president of Israel, had previously studied in, taught in British universities, although his field was biochemistry, but he used the scientific capabilities of Britain and founded the nuclear movement, the nuclear program of Israel, and far been kept. And step by step, and every year, they're trying to help Israel further and further, and they are arming this country. When United States, a country that apparently was considered as an example of freedom and a symbol of freedom, it was ready to use the atomic bomb, but we can easily conclude that Israel would be more willing to use a nuclear bomb when the need arises, and this is a very dangerous thing, giving nuclear power to Israel. I know that chickens will come home to roost with United States for doing this. They have taken a temporary measure, but they are going to suffer the negative consequences of this measure. listening to anti-Israel slogans. Well, these were the four centers, United States, Britain, France, and the United Nations. I mean, these support Israel. There are other, but the areas which were the Arab nations themselves. Well, it's strange. Israel did not have an atomic, let's say, power to begin with. There were so many countries like Egypt and Jordan and Syria and Iraq. This was very large Muslim population. Of course, in those days, Iran was not against Israel. But why did the Arab nations allow this to happen? They had voices in the United Nations. Why didn't they use their potentials in order to stop Israel in its tracks to build nuclear power? Why, at that time, it was much easier to stand against Israel rather than now, where the country is much stronger and much more well supported, and they're committing all different kinds of crimes in the region. Well, of course, Muslims are much stronger than before right now, and we cannot conclude that Israel has won the day. Nowadays, the public opinion in Muslim countries is very much against Israel and Zionists, but the Palestinians did their best. And when we study the history of the defensive struggle against Israel by Palestinians, sometimes one has to put the book down and come to tears and calm down and read the rest of the book. This is really overwhelming, the history of the struggle of the Palestinian nation against Israel. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have been martyred. We have 5 million refugees, homeless people. When you go to these refugee camps, it really is very painful to see their conditions. They have, they don't have electricity, they don't have water most of the time, they have shortages of medicine, and they just live hand to mouth, and it's very painful to see that. But Palestinians should really be praised, should really be hailed. And I have witnessed some examples of this in my political life, so to speak. Israelis with their attacks and the Palestinians with their defense actually provided the breeding ground of different kinds of Islamic movements, and they are the flag bearers of this, and they provided inspiration for so many Islamic movements. And most of their action to kind of defensive movements, including Iran. I said Imam Khomeini in the international arena for cause, and we know how much hired us to stand against oppression, to as our model, role model. And all the Islamic, the Third World, have been inspired by the struggles of the Palestinians, have made this aggression, as I said, is them dearly, and nowadays this inspiration is much stronger. What you have witnessed in Lebanon during the past couple of years, basically and mainly initiated and I witnessed the fact that Imam Sadr, the late Imam, started this movement, and the result is Hezbollah in Lebanon, who have performed magic, you can say, in their 33-day war between Israel. And it was really, and the roots of it, of this, as I said, is in the Palestinian cause and the struggle. And they have flame alive. And maybe this is the will of God, that the defensive movement is and the righteous people and are being inspired by this movement and by this light. Paid this price and have made the defense global. Actually, we have to hail them, and this, now they are deprived of an independent, and they have been so for the last 60 years, maybe. And this is really worth a lot of praise, because they revealed the dirty face of oppression and global arrogance. And the United States and United Nations are losing face, and we understand that their slogans are just phony, they're empty words, and the responsibility goes to the Arab countries who have nothing and now have guilty conscience, and the Islamic world to repent to fronts of Islam. So the important effects and the influence of the Palestinian struggle during the last 60-year root of the Palestinian business struggle is going to be strengthened in the future, and it will go stronger and stronger, as I said. I just want the important duty for the Islamic Ummah, first of all, and secondly, the governments, their duty. They should always keep the Palestinian cause in the center of the alienized to this and of their own destiny, of their own future. They can see their future in the victory of this cause. And it doesn't cost them very much to support the Palestinian cause. And the governments will finally have to follow suit. Nowadays, we are going towards the real governance of the nations rather than the governments. Countries, they oppress their nations, but it is the will of the people that governs most of the countries, and we expect the Islamic world to be alert and to be vigilant and to do their best to support the Palestinians, and we should our Islamic identity in the region, and we have to struggle against these centers of power that are helping Zionists and Israel.
Live from Tehran University, there, Iran's head of the Expediency Council, Ayatollah Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, giving his comments in his speech there. Of course, talking about the Palestinian issue today being Al-Quds Day. We are now going to go to our correspondent Yusuf Al-Hulu in Gaza to find out what is happening. Well, Yusuf, tell us what preparations are taking place, if they haven't already, on this day.